The Pentagon's path forward comes in the form of a commercial mobile device implementation plan approved by the DoD Chief Information Officer earlier this month and released to the public yesterday. It lays out several timelines for building a new architecture to support iPhone, Android, and other commercial mobile devices and getting those devices past what have been extremely high security hurdles up until now. DoD's mobile strategy until recently could be summed up mostly with one word, BlackBerry. Out of the 600,000 mobile devices on military networks today, almost 500,000 were made by the company formerly known as RIM. Many of the rest are iOS and Android devices being operated in test projects by the military services. But Major General Robert Wheeler, DoD's Deputy Chief Information Officer for Command, Control, Communications, Computers, and Information Infrastructure, says it's time to turn those various pilot projects into a DoD-wide mobile infrastructure.
What we're trying to do is take all the spirals that we have out there today and find the best solution overall, and that will slowly grow to those. But at a point in the future, and it depends upon what solution the specific services have, they will become part of the enterprise at that particular at some point. So that point will vary by service and the needs of the service, and a monetary solution built into that as well. There'll be some niche solutions that are off the specific enterprise, but for the most part, all of the solutions will end up on the enterprise at a certain point in the future, and the services have signed up to that.
The plan gives a lead role to the Defense Information Systems Agency, and it's largely an articulation of the work DISA and the National Security Agency have already been doing to lay the groundwork for commercial devices in DoD. DISA has already released a request for proposals to industry to create an enterprise-level app store and mobile device management system for DoD. That award is expected later this year. And the NSA has been working on ways to use off-the-shelf commercial devices on the military and intelligence community's classified networks. The plan calls for the devices to be capable of data and voice communication up to the top secret level by September of this year. And John Hickey, the mobility program manager for DISA, says all of it will take place over commercial mobile networks.
And the biggest difference between the unclassified and the classified, and we're partnered with NSA on this, is that you have a second layer of encryption, commercial encryption though, not type one, second layer of commercial encryption on the classified device. That's the primary difference between it and the unclassified device. So two layers of encryption on the unclassified device, one layer of encryption that allows us commercial encryption to leverage what technology is already out there in the commercial space.
Another key change in the plan is a significant overhaul to the way DoD reviews technology to make sure it's safe for military networks. The traditional process, using what are known as Security Technical Implementation Guides, or STIGs, involves DISA security pros scouring through, for example, a new release of the Windows operating system to decide which features need to be turned off, which settings need to be changed, and which patches need to be applied. Besides BlackBerries, DISA has only been able to put one mobile device through those painstaking paces. And by the time the STIG was approved, the manufacturer, Dell, had already retired the device from the marketplace.
In the mobile space, that model does not work just for the pure speed at which they change out the devices. So what we've done is created these security readiness guides. We're already seeing different companies come to us through our field security office with, hey, this is our STIG for this operating system. It's in the initial phases. Those were released in the late fall, early December timeframe. So we're just starting to reap the benefits of that. But the goal is an operating system that we can use on the unclassified and leverage on the classified with security built into it, where we're not adding security. Okay. We're just reviewing the security, and that's going to provide us the efficiencies. And we're already seeing some of that in our pilots.
In the new process, where manufacturers and software developers handle STIGs themselves, DoD says it will be entirely device agnostic and operating system agnostic, and it's aiming to add new devices to its approved products list in a turnaround time of no more than 90 days.
90 is I would tell you the far end. We need to get closer to 30, and that's our goal. Again, that what we're fleshing out today is to get at that. A concept of, instead of the government or the defense contractor supporting the government, getting an operating system and then doing all the reviews to lock it down with a gold disc, et cetera. The concept now is, here's our security requirements to operate within DoD. You bring us the STIG and we review it very quickly. And again, we've got very positive feedback from industry in that area at both the operating system from the different vendors, as well as from the folks that are in the application, the mobile device management arena.
DoD's timeline calls for 1,500 devices to be deployed by April of this year and up to 25,000 by September, when it hopes to have a full-fledged mobile device management system in place. By February of next year, DISA plans to be able to support up to 100,000 new devices. By that point, it expects to have acquisition programs in place to handle strategic sourcing of both handhelds and wireless service so that military commands aren't handling those procurements on their own.
The plan that we're putting together is we're going to have a cost, an infrastructure cost. We're going to have a cost for device and data plans. The Army is using today a blanket purchase agreement, and so is the Air Force. So they've already done some consolidation. I can tell you that. You have GSA schedules. So what we do in our as part of our procurement is we try to do the best of both. But again, we're going after that larger telephony piece. That's something that you know we are going to look at in the future, but we're going to do that and partner with our customers, whether they're the combatant commands or the services and agencies. And so those discussions will be had and are being had in the Commercial Mobile Device Working Group. And again, this plan was to lay out the structure for where we need to go and the devil in the details of the focus groups that are looking at the different pieces is the next step to put the meat on there.
Also yet to be decided is exactly how DoD will handle the vexing problem of two-factor security authentication on the new mobile devices. The current solution requires handheld users to attach a separate piece of hardware, which reads the PKI credentials on their common access cards, before they can access military networks. But DoD IT leaders are the first to admit that answer is cumbersome for a mobile workforce. One answer might be to store those credentials on tiny micro SD cards that can fit inside the devices themselves. They'd use a process called derived credentials, currently being standardized for the federal government by the National Institute of Standards and Technology.
The update to the FIPS 201-1/2 talks to derived credentials, and the goal is to get away from the clunky CAC reader. In our pilot, we're using that. There are vendors that are in that space, but again, our goal is to, as an example, there is a technology near field communications where I can put my, and we're working with DMDC, who runs the CAC program, right? And so how do we leverage the CAC credentials that we already have on the device? The challenge with that is the security for the tunnel on the near field communications still needs more work to be done in that area to support our security requirements. The micro SD is something that we're looking at on the classified side for immediate. But again, when you try and scale to 500,000 or 600,000, you want to do that smartly, right? You don't want to manually derive credentials and then put that on there and the potential for that credential to be copied or taken off.
While the Pentagon is trying to lower the barriers for which devices are permitted on its networks, it is still not even seriously contemplating a bring-your-own-device strategy. BYOD is mentioned in one paragraph of the new document as a topic for further study, but implementation, Wheeler says, is not in the foreseeable future.
The technologies at this point, from a DoD perspective and the kind of security that we're looking for, are not mature enough, but we're continuing to test those and look and move towards those down the line in the future.
In Washington, Jared Serbu, Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.